Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome, Sylvia. Have you muted the lines?
I have, yes.
Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. It's fantastic to have you on this morning. I know there's lots of people that are calling in from around the country. You know, last night, as we do every night, we were, we spent time on the phone. We spent time with lots of other leaders from around the country. And we were truly involved in the mentorship process with a very special couple indeed. And after the end of that call, you know, Sylvia and I were sitting down and talking to ourselves, and we were talking with ourselves, you know, what is it that we can do to help other people? What is it that we can do that makes a difference? What is it that some of the understandings that people can bring into building this business that can make the difference? And understand this very simple phrase is, share your knowledge, it's a way to achieve immortality. And I remember writing that down, and I remember noting that because I said, wow, that's something that stopped me and made me think. Now, I'm not saying immortality in terms of everything that we do is always going to live on forever, but if you think about it, it will make you more mindful about what it is that you're doing. Think about out into the future, think about your legacy. You know, for some of us, it's more easier to do than others. We think about our children. We think about our grandchildren. But the realities are that everything that we do is leaving a legacy. In fact, in the business that we're in of network marketing, your leverage is the learning that you are leaving. Listen to what I just said. Your leverage is the learning that you're leaving. And what I mean by that is, at all times, we're always teaching other people that are around us. You know, our families learn how to respond to us and how we respond with other people. With everything that we do, you know, if we're Andrea and Tom, no matter what it is that we do when we're around children, whether we're Sarge and Patty, we're constantly teaching our parents, the people that are important in our lives, our children. In fact, all of the time, we are constantly leaving learning behind us. The question is, are those footsteps scattered footsteps that leave people confused? Are they clear and deep and true footsteps in which other people can follow? Because what we're looking to do is create clarity. We're looking to create direction. We're looking to have people want to and follow us and to inspire that. We have a system that can help you create that. But when you look at learning, people's approach to it is not always the same. Not to know is bad. Not to wish to know is worse. Not to know is bad. Not to wish to know is worse. How many people stop learning? How many people lose their sense of curiosity? How many people lose the wonderment, the joy of learning, the desire to put it into action, and the responsible approach which says, I know that what I'm doing is leaving learning behind, which is a legacy. I want to be responsible with that. I'm excited about that. When we truly listen to this call and we hear it, we become mindful about what it is that we're doing on a daily basis. Because remember, we understand as parents, what the parents do in moderation, the children shall do in excess. Because that learning that we're leaving becomes that leverage. What is it that you're going to do today? You know, activity is the only road to knowledge. Because there's always the danger that you get on these calls and that all we do is listen in and we don't do anything with it. You know, how often have we spent too much time trying to work it out in our minds when the reality is that we're trying to work it out in our minds very often it's an excuse for inactivity. When we know what we needed to do, when we know what we wanted to do, when we know what was best to have been done, is to work it out in the world. We all can listen in on this call and understand that life rewards intelligent action. That intelligent action, we already have a pattern, a system that's been laid down. We can choose to follow it. Action and learning equals intelligence. What are we going to learn today? What are we going to do today? What's the difference we're going to make today that's going to pour out into tomorrow and create our future and the future for others? The reality is there is no knowledge that is not power. Ralph Waldo Emerson. There is no knowledge that is not power if it's put into action. The true currency that we can all create that can never be taken away from us. There is no government that can take knowledge away from us, which is true power, when we put it into action. It truly is the currency, it is the gold, it's the wealth that no one can remove from us. There is no man, woman, or child, or anyone who can truly steal that from us, unless we choose to let it go. There is no government, there is no anybody, there is no economy, there is no disaster, there is no misfortune, there is no nothing that can actually take that away. It actually is our true wealth, our true power, our true stability. It truly is what can make the difference, because at any given time, we can take that knowledge, put it into action, and create the wealth, create the future, what it is that we want to create. You know, I've read and heard many people say, I not only use all the brains I have, but all that I can borrow. What a famous quote that is by Woodrow Wilson. I not only use all the brains I have, but all I can borrow. We have an opportunity when we're on these calls, because we quote so many people, read so many books, we put it together from our own experiences, from the opportunities to experience, from mentoring other people, and you listen in on this call, you can truly hear it. Because we can all learn from our own experiences. But true leverage, true wisdom, is having the confidence to learn from other people's experiences that have achieved what it is that we're looking to achieve. That can create for us the ultimate path, can create to us the ultimate future that we're looking for. Experience is a great teacher, but so are the experiences of others. Are we reading books? Are we listening to CDs? Are we watching DVDs? Are we on conference calls that can make a difference? Are we actively learning? Are we actively doing? Are we actively pursuing our future? You know, some people drink at the fountain of knowledge and others just gargle. What are you doing with these calls? Are you one of these people that are drinking from the fountain of knowledge? Because these calls are not just our calls. These calls are created from the knowledge of so many people, so many books, so many CDs, so many DVDs, so many interactions with great mentors and great opportunities to learn and teach with everyone that's on this call. Or are you just gargling? Or worse, are you the ones that just go around and spit it all out? You know, wealth is a product of man's ability to think. We're all on this call and we can think. We're all on this call and we know that we have just listened in, but are we going to know that we heard it? And you'll know that you heard it because the day that you have today is a little different than the one that you planned, that you become a little bit more mindful, that awareness becomes responsibility, and we choose at every moment to say, you know what? What can I learn? What can I teach? What is the legacy that I leave? The Lord gave us two ends, one for thinking, one for sitting. Heads you win, tails you lose. The Lord gave us two ends, one for thinking, one for sitting. Heads you win, tails you lose. How many of us are sitting on this call and we know that all we're doing is sitting on this call because we're truly not going to do anything with it? Tails you lose. Let's decide to not just listen in, but to hear it. Let's decide to do something with it, because that's what makes the difference. Life rewards action. I love the great Polish pianist, Ignaz Paderewski. I love exactly what it is that he said, and I want you to listen to this and think about it, how it applies to your life. Because we're all leaving a legacy. Understand, with all of the learning that we have, we're leaving a legacy, because as we do it or not do it, we are teaching other people how to respond to us and how we believe and how powerful that we are and the difference that we can make. If I do not practice one day, I know it. If I do not practice the next day, the orchestra knows it. If I do not practice the third day, the whole world knows it. Listen to that progression. Think about that progression in your life. You know, when it is that we want to become better parents, there are fantastic books that we can read on becoming great parents. There are great CDs that we can listen to. There are great DVDs that we can watch. There are great libraries we can go to. You know, maybe we having a challenge with communication with our partner, with a coworker. What is it are those challenges that we have in life? Understand that we can ask ourselves the question, am I willing to seek out the learning? Have I taken the learning that I sought out and put it into action? Do I receive the feedback from doing it and from other people, and am I committed to getting better? Because I understand that I can grow. I understand that I'm teaching people that I'm willing to grow, and I'm showing other people how to become self-reliant, whether it is the other people that are in my life, whether it is the children that I have in my life, whether it's the parents that have in my life. Remember, we're always leaving a legacy. The true leverage is the learning that we're leaving. Understand, we're all more powerful than we think. If I do not practice one day, I know it. If I do not practice the next day, the orchestra knows it. If I do not practice the third day, the whole world knows it. God does not play favorites. We've talked about that many times. We are all born with the gift that God gives us. What we do with that gift is our gift to God. We are all born with gifts that God gives to us. What we do with it is our gift to God. This call this morning is a gift. You can choose to leave it down, or you can truly choose to unwrap it. This is not a gift that I've given you. This is a gift that the people that we have quoted have given you. This is the experience that so many people have given you. You can truly choose to understand and make a difference by saying, I'm going to go out there and use it today. John Wooden puts it beautifully, one of the most winningest coaches ever. The individual who is mistake-free is also probably sitting around doing nothing. And that is a very big mistake. The individual who is mistake-free is also probably sitting around doing nothing. And that is a very big mistake. Remember, some people drink at the fountain of knowledge, and others just gargle, and some spit it out. What is it that you're going to do today? Share your knowledge. Understand that you are leaving a legacy. Your leverage is your learning. We are all teaching all the time. Have a gorgeous, God-filled, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it. Why? Because you decided to make a difference today. Because you know that that echo is flowing out into the future. We're going to make a difference not only with what we do, but other people who learn from what it is that we're doing. We are truly powerful individuals. Learn. Let's all get better together and lead by example. Because as Abraham Lincoln says, leadership by example is the only form of leadership. And other people will do the same. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. We know you deserve it. God bless every single one of you, and we look forward to speaking with all of you on the tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Have a brilliant day.
You know, as Garrett was going through and talking about learning is the legacy that you leave, and you've got to constantly be learning, it reminds me of one of my daily, what I'll call a ritual, because I've been in the martial arts since the Marine Corps, probably a little bit before that, and something that I'm passing on now, and I've passed on throughout raising my kids, girls and boys, is some of the katas and some of the moves that we've learned, and watching Jetty at 6 start to master the nunchucks, and watching him do that fluently is something that when Garrett said that, I thought about, because not only do we pass on our learning to our business partners, we also pass it on to our children, whether it's our belief in how to be in a relationship with our wife, whether it's protective measures when we're raising daughters and children, or just our beliefs and our values that get passed on. And it's fun to watch now, Jimmy, my kids, and seeing which values they have picked up, and and sadly which ones they haven't, but it truly excites me when I see what they have picked up and that they carry forward, and it's exciting to see that. And I just get excited about it. It's wonderful. I know, Mark, you've passed on stuff to your daughter, Tanya. What are some of the legacy that you're seeing passed on through her now?
Well, I'll tell you what, wasn't ready to answer a question, but that's okay, Troy. She is a person, and I pardon me for the background music, but I'm in a store. I can't control that. The legacy of, I would say, discipline and education, the ability to look at a situation and analyze it. And I see her do that all the time, and I see her making decisions. Sure, we all have emotions, but most of her decisions are well thought out. And I like that. She looks for the reasons behind things, and I see that. And I see me in her when I see that.
Well, you know, it's fun because one of the things that you did mention was discipline, and we talked about that yesterday on the call, and Garrett had mentioned we have to have discipline. We've got to know each and every day that there's going to be specific things that we're going to do, and I love being able to watch in this business, and especially on this team, not only the discipline but the legacy. You know, Garrett every day is out there trying to learn himself, trying to pass on to others, and I had one of my great friends and hopefully soon a new business partner was listening last night to all of the stories over at our training website. And he was IMing me when he was doing that and saying, Troy, there's so much powerful stuff that's being passed on, powerful stuff that stories and situations that people have gone through that they're showing how they've overcome them and being on this team, how they've reached out for support. And through that support, they've been able to grow and to learn and to move forward. And I think that's the whole key. If we apply our discipline and we're willing to pass on our learning, we're willing to leave a legacy. And I know, Mark, you and I have talked in the past about how exciting it's going to be. And Jimmy and Matt and I have talked about this. Being able to sit out in the audience and listen to brand new, fresh leaders on stage that are sitting there saying, hey, you know, we learned this from... And sharing and being able to look at and realize, you know what, we've passed on a legacy to people we've not even met, people that we don't know who they are, but yet we hear in their voice, we hear in their training, we hear in their speeches, stuff that we have passed on from leader to leader to leader, and watch it just permeate throughout our organization. And I'm excited when I see things like that and know that in the future that's what we're going to have.
You know, Troy, you talk about the ability to lead with our kids is the first and foremost, and I think that's something that is extremely powerful, because the comment that he talked about and repeated multiple times this morning was heads you win, tails you lose. And from both of our military background, I know for a fact that a lot of that training that we got about, you know, lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, you know, that expression has been around in the military for a long, long time. It's actually a little bit more colorful than that in the military, the way that it's expressed. However, if you're not in action and engaging, I read something many years ago that relates directly to what we're talking about right now. Because, as I started to say there, if you're not in action and engaging with people, then you're not leading from the front. You're asking people to do something that which you're not doing yourself, and you're leading from the rear. And it's a lot easier to pull something than it is to try and push it. If you think I'm kidding on that one, try pulling a rope versus pushing a rope and see what kind of results you get trying to push a rope.
You know, you got a great point there. And looking at heads you win, tails you lose, you know, there's so many people in the world today, and I think it's because of the negativism, you know, and Jimmy, I equate this not to the economy, but to the political arena we've seen for the last two or three years, where it's been negative, talk bad about your opponent instead of praising what this country's about. And one of the things that I find on this team that I think makes us very unique is that we don't bad talk, we don't talk down about, we don't try to find the negatives to other leaders, other businesses, you know, competitors. What we do is we praise what we know we have, and that's our strength. The strength in our product, the strength in our leadership, the strength in our team, the strength in the values and the system that we've put together. And that's part of the legacy that we are leaving to the people that we're surrounded with. I see this all the time when I pick up the phone and I'm talking to business people in our industry. You know, one of the first things that I tell people is, look, stop right there. I don't want to hear about the negative side of what your competitors are doing. What I want to know about is what's the strength of your company. If you can't tell me the strengths of your own company, maybe you're in the wrong company. If you can't tell me the strengths of your leader, maybe you're in the wrong team. If you can't tell me your personal strengths, maybe we need to start there as the basics and learn what it means to actually rise above the negativism that surrounds us each and every day and go build something. You know, I'm sure as you were driving back across the United States, it was not one of the most pleasurable experiences being behind the wheel. But the quality time that you had with Annette and with the kids, that can't be replaced. No matter how frustrating the drive is, you're able, as one of my mentors, I know this, you're able to look at and say, you know, this is quality time I'm spending with my family that if I was in any other business, I might not get to enjoy.
Troy, you're absolutely correct. And it was really an interesting experience because I've made that drive several times in my lifetime. And to get to share that with Annette and see her eyes is, you know, she got to things for the first time and view those experiences for what they were. They were unique and new and different. And that's kind of the same thing that I look at when I'm talking with a prospect or a team member. You know, are they looking at the world through the vision of awe, or are they looking at the world through the vision of, oh.
Now, oh, man, that was good.
There's such a huge difference. And I know that with Little Jet, you see this on an ongoing basis, and my grandson Cameron has reminded me of it so many times that it's not even funny, because little kids don't understand anything but, oh, wow. Yeah, they're constantly inspired by everything new that they encounter. They haven't built up any of the negative projections that come with time. And if we could all just get back in touch with that kid inside of us and attack our business with the same kind of zeal and enthusiasm that kids have naturally, and that unrelenting experience of, you know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, I mean, kids just naturally do that. And, you know, it's inspiring to see that in people. You know, we had a guest on Aces Radio Live a while back, a young man named John Hanson. You remember that call?
Oh, I do, man. And what a rockin' kid.
You know, I look at that young man and I think there's some inspiration, because here's a young person who is 28 years old and is literally not sitting on his duff and is out there going for it on a daily basis. And it's inspiring when you see people around you that are doing that. You know, it's inspiring when I see people like Mark Layton who are reaching out to leaders in the industry like Becca Ray and re-engaging them and sharing what we're doing and giving us an opportunity to expand people's lives, both physically and financially. And I think that right there is one of the most exciting things about our business in this industry, is we get to touch people's lives both physically and financially.
You know, we really do. And, Jimmy, there's so many people right now that are veterans in this industry that are looking for a home. They're looking for a place where they can once again dream. They can once again be challenged. They can once again be surrounded by people of integrity, by people that have a vision and a long-term plan. And the more I'm on the phone talking to people, I'm starting to learn that a lot of our veterans, a lot of our leaders that have had success, a lot of the mid-level people that have made $300-500 a month consistently for years are bored, they're disillusioned, they're frustrated, and they're looking for something. And as I look at different companies, because, you know, as in the position that I'm in at the DRA, I see all kinds of stuff come through. I have yet to find one that is burning on all the cylinders like we are. Matter of fact, I talked to a CEO a couple days ago and had to refer him over to Rod Cook for some consulting because his company's stagnant, and he's looking for a way to take it to the next level. And I'm seeing what we have here. I see what Sandy and the crew at corporate have put together. I see what Garrett and the field team has put together. I see what you and I are doing. And I realize, you know, the reason people are being attracted to what we're doing is because we're on fire. We're not sitting back waiting for the economy to change. We're going out there and saying, hey, let's get everything in place, because when this economy changes, man, we got to have it on all eight cylinders. Otherwise, people are going to get left behind. And I was talking to Sandy Cohen, and she said, Troy, being on your guys' show and listening to the excitement that you guys have is so inspiring to me, because we've had people that have left our organization looking for greener pastures and realizing it's not there. And she goes, you guys are just out there spreading the word about how great this profession is and how great the leaders are all across the board. And that's what it's about. If people are listening today, they need to understand this is a time to grow. It's time to be like a Mark Layton and go out there and go after veteran leaders who may be looking for a new home. It's time to go out there and realize yourself that there's a whole lot of little people that are saying, I want to be somebody. I want to change my life. I want somebody I can follow so that I can pass on a legacy. You know, I want the head so that I win, and I don't want to sit on my butt and do nothing. And going back to what you had said about, you know, lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, that is true in every aspect of our life, whether it's leading our kids, whether it's being a partner with our wife, whether it's going out there and building a business. And one of the things that maybe new callers don't know, Jim, is one of the things that you do is teach other people how to fly helicopters in a combat experience. And it's like that legacy alone excites me every day, because I live down here by the world's largest Air Force base. So when I see these planes and I see these helicopters take off, I realize that there is a leader behind every one of those pilots who have already given many, many years of experience, but who are sitting there now saying, we're gonna leave a legacy. We're going to teach the next generation of pilots, the next generation of warriors out there. And that goes back to what John is. John is a second generation warrior coming into your team who's really going to be an inspiration, not just to me, but to others that he brings into the organization. And buddy, I'm telling you, I'm proud to be part of your team. I'm proud to have you as one of my mentors.
Well, I'm flattered, Troy. I really am. You know, what you were saying about Sandy Cohen rings a bell with me, because it goes hand in hand with what you were talking about before, to the sense that any leader who is worth following is going to be someone who promotes the industry as a whole, and at the same time, their focus is on the positive things that their company is capable of doing, as opposed to trying to tear down anybody else, anyone else's credibility, their product, their company, their service, or any of that. So if you're new to this show and you're looking for an industry to join, a company to join, or anything else, I challenge you to evaluate those types of things when you look at any company, because the power is based greatly upon who you choose to partner up with. Folks, we're going to be here every day, Monday through Friday, same time, with Radio for Your Mind, giving you daily inspiration, feedback, and the tools you need to succeed and be the best that you can be in this industry. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye now.